Mediated conversation on SAFM.
All right, what happened to you this week? What's the most important story of the week? I kind of think I know what it is going to be for most of you. 086-000-2032. Also, you know, if you've got, you know, any kind of experience that happened to you this week, maybe surprise us, you know, see, maybe surprise us. Lebobalo, my friend, on the line from Google Air, you've been on the line for absolutely ages. You get to go first. I think I can guess what your story of the week is, but you tell me.
Yes, correct, Stephen. I just want to say about this President Ramaphosa. You know, honestly, looking at the leadership of President Ramaphosa, it's clear to see that he hasn't achieved a lot. None of his policies were rolled out in a successful manner. In fact, I really don't know what he stands for as a president. You know, keeping incompetent ministers like Fikile Mbalula, Pekitele. So my conclusion is that he should resign, and then we should prepare ourselves for a new coalition government going forward to take us further in South Africa.
So you reckon we should have a coalition government? Should there be an election or just the parties we have in parliament now?
No, I think that we should allow the process to go through depending on what decision he takes. Mm. And then going forward, we should have coalition government, DAs and whoever, ANC, you know, the best of them, working together, moving the country forward. Because it's clear now we can't depend on the ANC to implement anything going forward as a country, you know. So we should prepare ourselves mentally. As a country to move forward in a positive direction, allowing these people to work together, you know, to have a successful country.
All right, Lebobalo, thank you. And Google Air to deep breath. Vusi in Midrand. Hello, Vusi.
Hi, morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, well, long time. Go for it.
long time, Steve. Look, no? Firstly, we are clear. We love Cyril Ramaphosa, but I will tell you now. No? For people who thought all along when we were saying Cyril is corrupt, when we are highlighting that Cyril is not a presidential material, here is a proof now. The law is on our side. We have a judge. All callers have told you that panel which was there is not your ordinary panel. It's a legally constituted panel. So why do you want a sitting judges who are sitting there? Who are telling you what is the law saying? Who are telling you that the president has violated the constitution? But all of you want to be naive. You want to claim as if the president is innocent. The proof is there. We can go now. We can discuss the report again. Yeah. There's people who call themselves Mr. Nazim, Mr. Ndlovu. Let them also bring their affidavit. Let's also see that those people are existing.
Mm.
You see, it's the law. It's not us. So we are making a humble appeal to the president to step down while the time is still allowing.
Mm.
Because I will tell you now, if he can resist, because now I see his CR17, CR22 faction is pushing that he must hang on so that for them to go and contest in December conference. It doesn't work like that.
Mm.
The law is law, you see. He has two options. Otherwise, you'll see the pressure which is going to be here, it will be more than what you ever thought.
Yeah.
Because a lot of secrets will start to unravel itself.
All right. No,
without
Vusi,
any pressure.
Okay, no,
thank you.
Vusi and Midrand, always a strong view. Good to hear from you again, Vusi. It's been a long time. I mean, I think there's so many different ways to come to Eddie and Udendal's wrist. I'll be with you in just a moment. First, Magdalene in Mangung. Hi.
Hi, Steven and the listeners. Steven, you know what, man? We made a mistake somewhere. Delaying in prosecuting the state capture candidates, that is the serious problem. Because now we are defocusing rather than focusing on the country's business, which is going to be beneficial to the South Africans. Those people who are supposed to be prosecuted are the ones who are pushing and orchestrating this thing of Cyril Ramaphosa to step down, because they are aware that they are false and their mistakes against the constitution are exposed. And we're expecting that they were supposed to be prosecuted so that we enjoy our democracy and increase the economic power in South Africa. All of us must benefit so that those people must go to jail, man. Goodbye.
All right, no, Magdalena, hear you about, you know, moving quickly. Eddie and Woodendale's wrist, I'm coming to you specifically because Pala Pala isn't your story of the week.
But this isn't, no, don't put me in this. No, you know what, let me start here. Magdalena, thank you very much because that's what I wanted to say anyway. But the other point that is given, it's about the NPA. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You know, I want to clap hands for Mebadoi and the NPA on the recovery of the money that was stolen to South Africans, I mean from the coffers of this country. And I want to say to them, please continue to search for others. There's a lot of money that has been stolen, and Matsela Koko and others, they've been saying they've done absolutely nothing. Mm. And now these things are now coming to the fore so that we can see as South Africans, and also to see why this bogus RET wants Cyril to go. Mm. Because they know once Cyril go, all these cases, they will be after the NPA and tell the NPA to stop all these investigations. That's all that they want. These guys, that's all they want, and they can be told in their faces that Cyril is going nowhere. He must continue with this project. Let processes continue. Parliamentary processes, they must continue. But for now, Cyril is going nowhere.
All right, Eddie and Udendal's wrists. Okay, so Cyril's going nowhere, he says, applauding the Eskom prosecutions that we're seeing. The question, of course, this morning is what it normally is this time, which is what for you is the most important story of the week, but there's kind of really only one, so it boils down to what will happen next. Richard in Four Ways, hi.
Yeah, hi, man. So, I've got a different angle on this. I was actually praying on 19th of March 2020, and I saw a very clear vision of Cyril Ramaphosa's face with the sun shining on it in the shape of what is called the Aleph, which is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is in essence is Christ. So I didn't really know what to make of it until all this came about, and you know, it was revealed that on the 19th of March was the day that guy that stole the money, he actually went and bought a polo. So that's now when this paper trail became evident in terms of actually tracking this guy down as well. Mm-hmm. But that all being said, I just in my view from that point, I just didn't understand why the Lord was showing it to me. But I really think that Cyril is innocent in the sense of what they're trying to point at him as such. And yeah, I think he's actually going to be vindicated. And I think a lot of people, you know, all these people that have been pointing the finger are literally going to, you know, maybe fall on their sword at the end of the day.
Hmm. So you had a vision?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I've had visions since I was 5 years old. And, you know, it's difficult to explain to people that don't have them how I know and how I can be confident in sharing it. But yeah, it, you know, often gets confirmed and so on. But that was a very strange one. I actually had a vision about Winnie Mandela the year she died as well, and you know, many other things. But yeah, the bottom line is, you know, if I compare when, you know, the Lord got me to pray for Jacob Zuma or about him, it wasn't as nice. So it's slightly different. So different point of view. It's not my opinion, you know. It's just what I know the Lord has shown me, you know.
All right, Richard in Four Ways, thank you. Interesting, as you said at the very beginning. A different view on this, not the one that I was expecting necessarily. All right, I mean, there's so many different views on this, aren't there? Vincent, I see you. Michaels, I see you. Mike in Cape Town, I see you. I hope that's Cape Town, not Newlands. Jerry in Roodepoort, hi.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
I'm well, go for it.
I'm thinking about this the inconsistency of the law in South Africa. Yanuswa Lose, the constitutional court said he must go out.
Yeah.
He must be freed.
Yeah.
And Cyril Ramaphosa, those who say Cyril must go, they are the ones who say Yanuswa Lose must not go.
Yes.
But they say they are following the constitution. There is inconsistency between these people. I don't understand because they say we follow the constitution. If you follow the constitution, follow it. speak correctly to the core. Don't call politics as it fits your narrative. But if it doesn't fit your narrative, you don't want to follow it. If Cyril, I'm not for Yanis Walus. I'm not for Cyril, but let us follow the constitution to the core. And if we are going to advocate for it, let us not advocate it for our own benefit only.
Okay, so what you're saying is that everyone needs to be consistent.
Yeah, there must be consistency with the constitution, because they say your news must not go. Mm. But the same people say the Cyril must resign. You see, they are not consistent with the law, with the constitution. Maybe I should call them hypocrites. I don't know. This is okay for the radio, but I don't think these people are okay.
Mm. All right. Yeah. Okay, no, Jerry, yeah, interesting. I mean, there are lots of different views, as you can imagine. 086-000-2032, what happened to you this week? That's the number to dial, 16 minutes to 9. Vincent on the Vaal. Hi, Vincent. Pala, pala, which way do you go, Vincent?
Hey, morning, how are you?
Yeah, well, go for it.
Great. The thing is, I want to start by this panel of experts, independent panel of experts, judges.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are throwing up on us an evasive response, which on their court by their times they wouldn't have accepted this answer of may. If they ask you a question, have you seen someone getting to this door, and you say, I may have seen him, they will object on that answer. But now they are throwing us this thing on us. Now I'm saying these guys, they are neither independent nor expert. And to those who are saying that Cyril Ramaphosa mustn't retire, I mean, I don't think they understand the politics of this country, because in parliament, you've got this leader of EFF who was made to retire his position in ANC Youth League. Now, he does that with flying colors.
I'm not sure I understand.
We won't see peace from now on. There won't be any orderly session in parliament from now on. There will be a series of debates. So let them spare us that.
Sorry, you're saying if the president stays, that's what will happen in parliament?
Of course, because the EFF now is gunning up to force him to retire.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, Vincent, thank you. On the line from the Vaal, I mean, I could see an ANC strategist somewhere saying, well, look, we can't just give in, you know. I suppose I see what you mean. To Klabecha, Michaels, hi.
Stephen, how are you doing? Mine is just a quick one.
Yeah.
I don't seem to understand something, right? The president has broken the law. He's broken exchange rules, right?
Yeah, well, it certainly looks like that to me, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He has, any which way that you look at it. Mm. Because if you look at the exchange and foreign rules, Article 8, it makes it very clear that you cannot receive or make payments in US dollars in South Africa unless authorized by the Reserve Bank.
Yeah.
So he's broken the law. Any which way, even if he says, I got paid in physical cash, US dollars, you are breaking the law by actually receiving payment.
Yes.
That is clear. So what I don't seem to understand, though, why are we being subjective on our morality, right? The man has broken the law. That's all we should focus on. Mm-hmm. He has broken the law, and that's it. How can we be blaming RT, Zuma, NDC? They did not put the millions of dollars in the mattress. They didn't do any of that. So why are we blaming? It's because of them that, no. It's wrong. I don't get it. Mm. I really, really, really don't get it.
So wrong is wrong and right is right.
Exactly. Wrong is wrong. Because if we are going to live in a society where morality depends on who it affects and who it doesn't affect, then we're living in a dangerous society. Mm. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're right. You're right. It's as simple as that. And the way I see it, the people that are surrounding the president, that are going to tell him to carry on, they do not even care about him. They are caring about the instrument and their political future. So it's not even like they love him. They don't love him. They're thinking of their position. But the president must actually do some introspection. If I was him, I would do that with my family and say, look, if I'm going to appeal to my conscience on this, then I think let me move away. That's what I would do if I was him. Because if he keeps dragging it on, the other thing is, nobody knows what ammunition Atta Freeza has.
Yeah.
That's the thing now.
No,
nobody
sure.
Nobody knows.
All right, Michaels. No. I mean, I think you make a strong point. I mean, difficult to argue. I think it always came back to that, didn't it? How did the money get there? Where did it come from? And the Reserve Bank and that that investigation of theirs has taken a very long time, hasn't it? Let's go to Sandile in East London. Sandile, hi. Which way are you going this morning on this?
Hey, how are you doing? How are you doing, Steve?
I'm well, Sandile. Look, Friday is here.
I'm just South Africa is so interesting.
I've always thought so, yes.
South Africans defending someone who does not respect them? That's my first question. Ramaphosa does not respect South Africans and he keeps silent. And South Africans are defending someone who is silent. First of all, silence means disrespect. You know, if I'm expecting answers from you and you keep quiet, that is disrespect, that's number one. I don't understand. My point, I don't want Ramaphosa to resign or to step aside or anything. I just want answers from him. I'm interested in the logistics. How did the money get to Phalaphala? Where did it come from? You know, I'm just interested in those logistics. And again, why do you defend someone who has admitted guilt? He himself, he told the nation that there was money that was stolen, but they exaggerated the amount, you know. No, he does not tell us how much was exactly stolen from the farm, you know. And he tells us about money from game farming and all that, you know. And apparently from what I heard today, those buffaloes are still there.
Yeah, they are. Know? Yeah, that's what the panel says, is that buffaloes are still there. Yeah.
To be honest, Ramaphosa has been, I'm a very objective person, you know. I understand that there are emotions involved. Some people support politics as if it's chiefs and pirates, and you die. You know, they don't want to look at both parts of the coin. You know, you need to be objective. You know, I listen to your show every day, and I understand that I've understood that politics is a subject of it's a very subjective subject.
Sure.
Yes. It's all based on opinions, and there's a lot of bias in it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want even to talk about Zuma and all other people. I'm just interested in this one.
No, sure. You know? No, Sandile, I hear you. All right, thank you. Speednetter, Queenie, James and Joburg, Avoyo in Cape Town, Mike in Newlands. We'll try and fit you all in. We'll try and get to you before 9 o'clock. 10 minutes to 9.
Mediated conversation on SAFM.
What happened to you this week? Look, it's all parla parla. Let's not kid around. You got something else? I'm very happy to hear from you on 086-000-2032. But I mean, parla parla is the burning issue, isn't it? Speed in Etiquini. Hi.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Yeah.
And your listeners.
Well, I can't speak for my listeners, but I hope they're well, Speed.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you, Stephen. I'll be brief here. I want to speak on Phalaphala. This thing is clear and straightforward, and I don't understand those people who are still defending Phalaphala. President Ramaphosa violated constitution. Even you, Stephen, you will never enter a country with $20,000.
Not
20.
A chance.
Yes. You know, and I hear people saying it's his private property, this and that. People must be objective. Yeah, you broke the law. Like, Stephen, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's you broke the law. You can't even give that, put the country in confidence and tell them where this comes from. Even right now, we had an opportunity with the panel now. Not he can't even tell that his own ANC. He can't even tell. Even the public protector, I doubt that he submitted something. But there is a strong belief that Cyril Ramaphosa is protected. The man violated the constitution. You are the president. You're supposed to be leading. I don't even want to go back and say if this had happened to Zuma. We'll be hearing a lot of noise, and people must not be hypocrites.
No,
and
sure.
We want to warn
we're losing you there, but you said you wanted to warn Derek Hanekom?
Yes, people like Malula, Hanekom, and Zuma. Okay. Convincing president not to resign.
All right, Speed, I'm losing you there, but I think you're saying people shouldn't be defending him. All right, Mike and James, I will try and get to you. 086-000-2032. From time to time, people who hold public office phone in this section. It's happened quite a few times, hasn't it, Mdun? In fact, my daughter Sambata, who's an MEC in Northwest, has phoned in. MEC, should I refer to you as MEC, or do I call you my daughter because you've called us? Good morning.
I've called you on personal capacity.
All right, my daughter, good morning. Go for it.
Stevens. No, Stevens, I think that the issue is, as we speak for now, the parliamentary process has not yet been finished. So as we speak, the president does not have to resign now. When he is charged because of the investigation by law enforcement agencies, he knows, on behalf of the ANC, charged members step aside. By then, we will not even debate that. He must do it automatically. But this process of parliament, he has to wait for the process to be finished, because that's the process that may lead to impeachment. There's no reason for him to resign now, as the report was released. He must account to that process of parliament, and then wait whenever the law enforcement agencies that are investigating expect him to account. If he is charged, he must automatically resign, but this process does not need him to resign.
So you reckon that he should wait?
He should wait now. He can't run away from parliamentarians. Parliament is a political space, which when accused in parliament, you have to also add your political cases. In this instance, that committee did not say yes, he's guilty. He said he may have. He must prove that he has not.
Okay. So if you were in the NEC meeting, is that what you'd be arguing?
If I were in the NEC meeting, I would argue that the two processes are not supposed to be taken equal. When charged by law enforcement agencies, he must step aside based on the ANC resolution. When expected to account in parliament, he must account in parliament.
All right, my daughter, thank you for calling us. My daughter, Masombata, is also a Northwest MEC in Northwest. 4 minutes to 8, 086-000-2032. What do you believe is going to happen? Your story of the week. James in Johannesburg. Won't you switch me off, please, James, because I can hear you listening on the radio. I understand why you do that. You didn't know I was going to come to you. Let's try now. James, hi, good morning. It sounds like you've switched me off. Well done.
Morning, Stevie. There's two things that I noticed, Steve, or maybe let me say, there's something that comes on through in this issue. One is that there is a lot of passion either way. Either you're going to the left or you're going to the right, but there's a lot of passion. And that is very, how can I put it? It's a dangerous something to work on. You see, in times like this, in times of crisis and in times of war, you don't need someone who will have passion, who will be very, very, very irritated. That is why, for example, I can give you a situation. You don't need a president like Julius Malema. You don't need Julius Malema to be a president, exactly for issues like this. If you listen to anybody who's calling, anybody who's agitated, They go through with their thinking, and that's it. That must happen. For instance, I heard people since yesterday calling, and then they go like, Stephen, there is something, man. Something is there. And then he can't put what it is, Stephen. Imagine if you're a judge, and you have to go through that and say, that is why judges always are calm, or they're trying to be calm. Now I can see that if you're not calm, You can't be a judge.
Oh, I see what you mean. So you're saying we should all take a breath, count to 10, slow down a little
bit. Exactly.
Yeah, because otherwise, Stephen, we'll throw into more chaos. Like, no, for instance, sure. people say drop. I mean, like, step down. Okay, step down or go out. And then what? That's the issue they don't have.
Yeah. All right. No, James, I mean, look, I think for everyone in life, that's good advice. Take a breath, count to 10. I was told to do that as a kid, and I still do it in my head. You probably hear me doing it sometimes. So, James and Joburg, thank you. Oh, and do we have to? Really? Okay, he says 20 seconds. Mike in Newlands, hello. Go for it.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, I certainly can't say what I have to say in 20 seconds. Suffice to say that I have tightened my belt so much that I can't hold my breath. So I'm frankly really gone blue, but it's good advice, and I would like to just agree quickly with the one caller who said, listen, at the end of the day, right is right and wrong is wrong. And if you or I were caught breaking the law, we would be arrested, taken to court, and charged accordingly. The president cannot be any different, and that's the tragedy of this whole thing. But I look forward to some extra time next week. Something to look forward to. Thanks, Stephen.
Mike in Newlands, thank you. Always manages to get something in. Look, it's been a week, and I don't think the week is over, and I don't know what's going to happen. Actually, very difficult to sort of predict what's going to happen. We know there's an NEC meeting at 2 o'clock. I think that's where the story goes. I suspect that Stunz's hunch of a Sunday night something might well be right. We will let you know on Monday. Well, you will know on Monday if he was right or wrong, and we'll let you know how Mdu feels about it one way or another. Look, try and have a good weekend. Stay close to SFM because we'll keep you updated with all of it. So, Paul, thank you for being with us the last couple of weeks. Mdu, Stanza, Banyana, myself, look after yourself. Have a good weekend. You're with SFM, leading the conversation. It's 9 o'clock.